Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jackie Petru, who is running a very interesting website entitled sweetliberty.org. And we've been chatting a little bit this morning with the Council for National Policy. I would mention that today at Breaking All the Rules News, BATR.net/BATR News, we've been posting in the last 12 hours or so some of the news articles that we've been talking about in the last 48 hours on this show. There's one fascinating one that I wanted to mention to you that unfortunately has come out in a news source that I don't normally recommend to people for obvious reasons. But Dr. Richard Cummings has a very fascinating post in, of all places, Playboy magazine, that talks about the central role of the Lockheed Corporation in terms of what's presently been going on and what has been going on and what is presently going on in Iraq. We made the decision, in spite of the fact that the URL links up to Playboy magazine, to post this at Breaking All the Rules News, because the information in that article, it's a seven-page article or longer, is absolutely fascinating. Dr. Richard Cummings is a most interesting figure. You will find him at lewrockwell.com, among other places. He is a past member of the Association of Retired Intelligence Officers. He used to administer Agency for International Development funds in places like Jordan and Israel. He's a professional playwright, a most interesting fellow. And whatever you think of some of those organizations and so forth, Dr. Cummings, from time to time, writes things that just bring a whole new set of issues to the fore. And he contacted me by email to indicate that he had this new post involving the Lockheed Corporation and their central role in the formulation of Iraq policy. Again, the original post is at Playboy, and I apologize for that, but it has since cropped up at antiwar.com. And some of the other major sites that people left, right, and center check for alternative news information. So we've posted it at Breaking All the Rules News at BATR.net/BATR News. And I think you will see when you look at that article just how driven our foreign and domestic policy is by forces that are very difficult to grasp and very difficult to understand. But suffice it to say, as we move closer to what seems to be an expansion of this war in the Middle East, it becomes increasingly important, I think, at the same time, to understand who some of these shadowy players are in bringing events to pass in the public and global arena that are not in your interest and mine. So take a look at that Richard Cummings post. It's in a number of places in the World Wide Web, and we've posted it at Breaking All the Rules News. Now, Jackie, back to this whole question of the Council for National Policy. It seems to me that there is, as I have gone through some of the initial data on this organization, such as we know it, there's so much about it that is not known in terms of publicly published information. But certainly, as far as getting a basic grasp of its history, the John Birch Society and the Western Goals Foundation and something called the Belmont Brotherhood, which I guess, as I understand it, was originally rooted in the John Birch Society. All of these groups tend to be precursors, as near as I can figure this out historically, to what became the Council for National Policy in the early 1980s. And it seems that when the Council for National Policy came together, that in fact, you had the emergence of more and more of the people identified with the Christian right, coming into the Council for National Policy. As far as what we know of at least one publicly published membership list that is on the World Wide Web, One thing that consistently comes up with this, in a Breaking All the Rules news, I have posted Robert Perry's recent lengthy and comprehensive article on the Reverend Sung Yung Moon and the Unification Church and the Washington Times newspaper. Perry's data on Moon and the Washington Times seems to dovetail at consortiumnews.com with some of what we're talking about here. And when we come back, I want to discuss the possible connections of Moon and the Washington Times to the Council for National Policy and what that might mean. This is Mark Dankoff's America. Stay tuned.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org. And among many other things, we've been talking a little bit about the Council for National Policy, the CNP. What is it? What is known about it? Where are its roots historically and ideologically? To what extent has it co-opted the American right in terms of presenting an agenda potentially that's something other than what many of the people who support some of the individual constituent members of that organization might imagine? In conjunction with that idea, before we get back to our conversation with Jackie, I wanted to mention a couple of things. I've been sent a very fascinating article coming from the Council on Foreign Relations by one of our listeners. This document is entitled More Than Humanitarianism, A Strategic U.S. Approach Toward Africa, and it's dated 2005 and 6. And this whole project for the CFR was chaired by Anthony Lake and Christine Todd Whitman. That's suggestive right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a paper that advocates a greater U.S. presence in Africa to compete with China for oil and natural resources. One of our listeners, the one who sent this to me, goes on to say that though the language is boring and wordy, there is one particularly telling quote about population control that I think is on a par with the quote from the Project for a New American Century about the need for a new Pearl Harbor and the, quote, synthetic biological agents that target specific genotypes, unquote. Please publicize this paper and quote on your show and expose these plans for what they are so that we the people can stop this madness. And the quote is from Task Force Report, page 17 of the paper, or page 40 of the PDF file. I'm going to try and get this posted this weekend at Breaking All the Rules News, but basically it says, quote, population programs must be restored to their earlier priority. Ideological issues and shifting of attention to HIV and AIDS have led to a diminution of U.S. leadership in this area. Yet the demographic projections in Africa should give the United States serious concern. Famine-prone countries like Ethiopia and Niger have doubled their population in the past two decades, and the project's projections suggest further sharp increases in the future. In particular, the social and political impact of the growing youth bulge should garner more attention to population policy, as this bulge presages more conflict, unemployment, and potential recruitment for extremist activity, unquote. That's a direct quote taken out of this Lake Whitman paper for the Council on Foreign Relations entitled More Than Humanitarianism, A Strategic U.S. Approach Toward Africa. I'm going to be trying to get through this whole document in coming days on my own and maybe presenting some of the ideas in it once I have done that. But I'm also going to make sure that this is posted at Breaking All the Rules News, BATR.net/BATR News, so that my listeners can read this information for themselves and evaluate it for themselves. But suffice it to say that I would like to delve into this whole question of population control more deeply, particularly the UN angle on it and what the agenda is behind it. A couple more things before we get back to our conversation with Jackie. Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network sends out an alert today that indicates that the hate crimes legislation that he was mentioning some days ago on this show has now been introduced in the United States House of Representatives. That's very definitely going to be worth keeping an eye on. And also, we have now posted at Breaking All the Rules News the information about Joe Fields' conference. Joe Fields was on this show a few days ago representing the Nationalist Forum. He is putting together a conference in Southern California in Orange County for March 24th and 25th entitled No More Wars for Israel. And Joe Fields has put together quite an impressive group of speakers for that conference. The latest is Dr. Hesham Tilawi, the Palestinian-American activist who was on this show some days ago and who is the head of something called Current Issues Television, which you can find at currentissues.tv. You can watch that show online on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. But Dr. Tilawi is just the latest person who has been recruited to speak at that conference in Orange County, California, March 24th and 25th, being sponsored by Joe Fields and the Nationalist Forum. And again, the title of that conference is No More Wars for Israel. And it's interesting, Jackie, as we get back to our conversations, that when I look at the Council for National Policy, and again, I wanted to discuss a little bit with you your understanding of this whole business of Sung Myung-moon and the Unification Church and the Washington Times and how they fit into this whole relationship with the Council for National Policy. But before we go that far, it seems to me that when I look at some of the individual members of the Council for National Policy, the ones whose names have been publicly linked to this organization, in the main, I don't hear many, if any, of these folks talking about the dangers of Zionism or the role of the Israeli lobby in American domestic politics and foreign policy. I don't hear too many of these folks talking about the dangers of promoting a war in the Middle East for Zionist interests. Is it safe to say or fair to say that a disproportionate number of the members of the Council for National Policy have links to very strong pro-Zionist elements, both in the Christian right as well as the precursor organizations we've been talking about, both the John Birch Society and the Western Goals Foundation? Is that a fair characterization?
Yes, I would say it is. And I would say one of their functions, when we were talking earlier about that, as I said, is to keep people's eyes off the ball. And by them not discussing it, not talking about it, this is another clue, because there's so many of them. I mean, all of them put out information that is true for the most part. Many of their lies are lies of omission. And I would say that probably their that is their probably main function is to keep people's eyes off the ball. And regarding the Zionist connection, the Reconstitutionalists, I think that's what they call them, Reconstructionists.
The so-called Christian Reconstructionists?
Right. Now this sounds real good, like Howard Phillips. We want to go back to biblical values. And when we think biblical values, we think, you know, Jesus, do unto others as others you would have them do unto you. And you know, the living and being that. And yet they're not talking about anything that has anything to do with the New Testament. It's all the Old Testament. All the way, I mean, even to the extent of public stoning in the streets. I've read some of their material, and I was flabbergasted. And here was one that I remember reading. If somebody commits a crime, the person, if they're still alive, or one of their survivors, get to mete out the punishment to the criminal. And stoning in the streets, you know, to the death is one. The whipping, the caning, you know, literally caning, beating. If your son disobeys you, kill him. It's terrible. It has nothing to do with what we know as biblical values. It's all Old Testament. And I wanted to share something with you here. When you mentioned that the JBS and the Western, what did you call it, Mark?
McDonald's organization, the old Western Goals Foundation.
Right, that was connected with the JBS. They were the forerunners, and yet many of them, you know, Robert Welch, actually, when he started the JBS, on his board of advisors were CFR members and World Bank and former World Bank. I mean, they were all the elite. When I talked to Don Fotheringham about that, Don Fotheringham was one of the higher-ups in the JBS. That was back in 95. And I mentioned this to him. I said, I have some real concerns about the John Birch Society. And I was open and candid with him, and I mentioned this. He said, well, Bob wanted the best. And he said that's why he went to the CFR to get his, you know, the people that were on his board of advisors. He wanted the best. And he said it very nonchalantly. But going back, talking about Howard Phillips, we have this article in the Wolves section there. In 1976, Paul Weyrich and Richard Viguerie, it says, attempted to take over the American Independent Party. In 1979, they formed the Moral Majority with Paul Weyrich, Richard Viguerie, Ed McAteer, Jerry Falwell. All of them were/are members of the CMP. Phillips saw, quote, a tremendous untapped resource among fundamentalists and suggested the name Moral Majority as a continuing effort to get together people of diverse faiths. And then there was Dr. Shirley Correll had a newsletter called Florida Forum, and we have to wait, right?
We're fine. We'll be right back. Hold your thought on that, Jackie, and we'll get right back to it. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org when we return.
The finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking today to Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org and specifically talking about the whole issue of the Council for National Policy, or CNP. What is it? Who's involved with it? What is its history? What are the ideological presuppositions of it, as they are known, anyway? And, Jackie, as we talk a little bit about this, we were talking somewhat before the break about Howard Phillips, for example, who's a friend of mine. I haven't talked to Howard in quite a long time, but I still receive his newsletter. But it's interesting to me that although he and I have never had a formal conversation about this, that certainly in recent years it has come to the fore of attention from time to time in various sectors of the mainstream press as well as the alternative press, that the ideology of R.J. Rush Dooney, the so-called, the late so-called Christian Reconstructionist, is constantly mentioned, not constantly, but from time to time mentioned as being a part of the ideological package of at least some of the folks who have affiliated themselves with the Constitution Party. I have some of Rush Dooney's basic writings, but frankly have not had the time to work through them. Because I'm also working on a postgraduate thesis in addition to working on this radio show.
Oh, boy, you're a busy guy.
But maybe at some point I'll get back to that, and because I want to delve into this Rush Dooney issue a little bit further. But certainly it seems to me, in terms of the Council for National Policy, that the thing that I keep picking up on with this, of course, is the past connection, at least historically, to its precursors with the John Birch Society and the Belmont Foundation and the Western Goals Foundation,
right,
of the late Larry McDonald, and the fact that where all of these organizations are concerned, it seems to me that you've identified something here with Robert Welsh and some of these other folks that seems to be a factor with so many organizations on the left and right, both secular and religious. And that is that when they become major players in the scene, so many times there are links to corporate money that has nothing to do with the agenda of maybe many of the grassroots supporters of these individuals and organizations. And a classic example of this, just as far as how deeply the tentacles might go, I noticed that J. Howard Pugh of the Sun Oil Company came up in your discussion online about the Council for National Policy. I learned that a friend of mine, the late Dr. Carl F. H. Henry, who founded the magazine Christianity Today, and who authored an incredible compendium on theology entitled God, Revelation, and Authority. It's been deemed by many people to be the most significant theological set of volumes of the 20th century coming from anyone in the Protestant evangelical right in regard to analyzing all of the trends in Christian theology over a period of 20 centuries. But Henry, before he, or right after he died, something emerged that I had not known about, and that is that he, having been the founding editor of Christianity Today, having been appointed to that position by Billy Graham, later found himself being removed as editor in spite of his star-studded career and his incredible academic acumen and so forth, and that Henry was removed because Dr. J. Howard or J. Howard Pugh, who was the president of Sun Oil at that time, was basically the major financial backer of Christianity Today, and he didn't like Dr. Henry's editorial independence, allegedly, and figured that Henry was not simply putting into the magazine what Pugh wanted placed there. And so, here you have the arguably Protestant evangelicalism's most significant academic theologian being summarily replaced when he had been the founding editor of that publication. And it received absolutely, as near as I can tell, absolutely zero coverage in the mainstream evangelical press at the time. But now we see J. Howard Pugh's name cropping up in some of your coverage of the Council for National Policy.
Yeah.
And when I look at, for example, his role in financing Christianity Today, which for years has been the so-called generic Time magazine of Protestant evangelicalism, isn't this just a part of a larger picture where you have corporate money supporting publications that ostensibly have a particular point of view? And yet in so many cases, it seems to me that the things that are consistently missing from the discussion in regard to what those publications and electronic outlets come forth with is any discussion, serious discussion of the New World Order, any
right.
serious discussion of Zionism, and any serious discussion of Freemasonry and corporate money. Those always seem to be the elements that are conveniently left out of the mix when it comes to the individuals and publications and electronic outlets that are linked up to folks that are a part of secretive societies like the Council for National Policy.
It keeps their eye off the ball, Mark. It's as simple as what it is. I have a book here that... Are we going on another break?
Here comes my infamous music. We'll be right back, but hold that thought, Jackie. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org when we return. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website, www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas in the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org, talking about, among other things, the Council for National Policy, the CNP. Who is it and what is it? Who belongs to it? What are its ideological presuppositions? What are the implications of its precursor organizations like the John Birch Society and the Western Goals Foundation and the Belmont Foundation? What are the implications of the fact that Sung Myung Moon's Unification Church and the Washington Times newspaper have allegedly close links to certain members of the Council for National Policy, including Tim LaHaye, arguably the front man in the creation for the Council for National Policy in the early 1980s? And, of course, other names come up in this discussion. Paul Weyrich, my friend Howard Phillips, Larry McDonald, and others. So, Jackie, we're back. You were saying just before the break, I had observed that it seems to me that with the Council for National Policy and some of its members and some of the publications and electronic organs that are linked to those members, that such things as corporate money, Freemasonry, Zionism, and the fact that, as near as I can tell, the Council for National Policy, and if I'm unfair with this, I apologize, but it seems to me that it's virtually a secret society. Aren't all of these things factors in how we should evaluate that organization and some of the folks?
And members of the organization. And at the website at sweetliberty.org in the Wolves in Sheep Clothing section, at the top, there is a link. And they've got all kinds of information alphabetically. If anybody wants to check people that they're that they believe in, organizations that they're involved in, they can go by alphabet and find current or past members. What I've noticed is since the CNP has been exposed, and it has to a certain extent, I mean only by, you know, websites and broadcasts such as this, some of them are dropping out. Doesn't mean that the leopard has changed its spots. But it looks good if they dropped out of it, if they're no longer members. If they've been members, as Austin Miles, Reverend Austin Miles was a member for maybe a year, but he said it only took him a couple of meetings to realize that he said he told his wife, and we talked about this on the air on Sweet Liberty broadcast. He said they purport to be fighting the New World Order, but he said he told his wife, I think we're going to see many of them sitting right up there on the board of directors. I asked him specifically about Phyllis Schlafly. He said, well, I don't know much about her, but I do know she's not sincere. He said during one of the meetings, she made a statement that the right to life is their the only issue. She says it's the only hook that they have to hang their hat on. And when you use the word hook, it's pretty telling. I asked him about Paul Weyrich, and he didn't know much about Paul Weyrich. Well, I did because Betty clued me in. But he said, well, I do know that he said he's the guy that runs the show. He said during one of the meetings, I don't recall if he even said what Weyrich was upset about, but he said he was literally screaming at them. At these people, you know, Schlafly and Dobson and, I mean, all of them. I mean, they're all CMP members. And he said his face was beet red. He was literally screaming at them, and he said these people were cowering. So he said he must be pretty powerful. Well, let me go back, Paul Weyrich, because, you know, nobody knew who he was. I had never heard of his name until Betty mentioned him. And then we began mentioning him. And then people started waking up to, you know, who was behind this whole thing. And Paul Weyrich was one of the founders of, you know, I don't think there's a way to prove that, but he was the guy that was running the show. Paul Weyrich was on and I've got the tape. Betty sent it to me. Remember when the Soviet Union, when they had their perestroika and the Duma was taken over?
Yes.
Well, you know, that was no spontaneous thing. And the proof would be that they had television cameras there while it was all going on. People say, oh, you know, now communism is dead. And it was a spontaneous uprising. Paul Weyrich, on this video, was talking to Brian Lamb. He and his group, his team, he said, under the auspices of the Kriebel Institute, were over in the Soviet Union, training these people for their positions in government. And he made the statement of how proud he was to see people on the TV screen that he had personally trained during this takeover of the Soviet government. And he said one of the members of their team, because they left just before the coup, but one of the members of their team had been stuck there, and they were very, very concerned about him. Paul Weyrich is no, he is a very powerful figure. And what I notice about them, you notice this about the CFR now. It used to be that nobody knew, very few people knew what the CFR was. When the CFR became exposed, suddenly you see editorials in the New York Times and the Washington Post by CFR members, and they just come right out and say, here we are. Paul Weyrich eventually had his own television broadcast, National Empowerment Television, and he had all the phony conservatives on there, one after the other. But I wanted to share this with you. This was I was going to tell you about the book that Betty sent me. It was a little paperback. It was titled The New Right, We Are Ready to Lead. It was written by Richard Viguerie. He was one of them. And when you even see the title, The New Right, this was 96. This was right around the time Eagle Forum came out and many of these phony conservative organizations. Excuse me. And Dr. Shirley Corral, in her Florida Forum newsletter, had reported in 1991 that she had recently seen a documentary on public TV filmed by the Blackwell Corporation. That would be Morton Blackwell, a member, a longtime member of the CMP. They traced the building of the conservative movement. Many new right were interviewed on the film. It's all right there. Paul Weyrich admitted that his gang, including Howard Phillips, was having a hard time taking control of the conservative movement until they begin to speak on the moral issues. And Dr. Corral said it takes no imagination to know that they seized on this tactic to gain the confidence of millions of Christian conservatives so as to guide them to their purposes while concealing their objectives from those who gave them massive support.
Well, you know, when I think of the implications of this, I believe that it's fair to say that when I look at the last election, for example, where we had all of these folks in the Christian right, by and large, supporting George W. Bush,
sure,
and voting for that. And I would talk to some of these individual people, and I would say, look, you know, look at what has happened with this undeclared war in Iraq. Look at the influence of the Zionist lobby with the Bush administration in promoting a possible preemptive war with Iran. Look at the destruction of the manufacturing sector of the American economy with NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization and the Free Trade Agreement with the Americas or of the Americas. Now we're talking about this strategic prosperity and partnership deal that will allegedly produce a North American Union. We're talking about the largest trade and budget deficits in American history, our indebtedness to Asian banks. The fact that the Republican Congress and Bush have done nothing to defund UN population control programs and Planned Parenthood. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And inevitably, these folks, many of them, I'm talking about grassroots people now, many of them fine people, would say, well, look, Bush is pro-life, and we're against gay marriage. And we don't want our guns confiscated.
Right.
And therefore, on the basis of those issues, we have to vote. We have to vote for the Republican candidate. Now, you know, it seems to me, interestingly enough,
it's brainwashing, Mark.
Yeah, it's not only brainwashing, but then let's look at something like the Constitution Party, for example. I've been a member of the Constitution Party. I was their U.S. Senate candidate in Delaware in 2000. And I noticed, in the years that followed that, when I began, for example, reviewing Gordon Thomas's books, the British author's books, and he's written, of course, Gideon's Spies, The Secret History of the Israeli Mossad, and a book entitled Seeds of Fire, which, among other things, exposed the Mr. Thomas believed were the connections of both of communist China and Israel to the stealing of American secrets at the Los Alamos Nuclear Laboratory in New Mexico with his Alter Promis computer program. And then, of course, Thomas went on to discuss many things in those books that are virtually never talked about in the mainstream American and Christian right, but I found to be profoundly significant. And so I began reviewing some of these books, talking about them, and Breaking All the Rules News, which in and of itself is also an anti-New World Order, anti-Zionist website. And I began to sense that some of my old friends in former circles in the mainstream Christian right, and also with certain sectors of the Constitution Party, while they liked me personally, seemed to be all of a sudden very distant from me, and as far as having much to do with me, and I seemed to be increasingly marginalized in places politically, where at one point I seemed to be kind of a rising star, if using that term advisedly. Is this the connection here, that essentially when we start talking about Zionism and the Israeli lobby and Freemasonry and secret societies, that that this ultimately proves then to be the real dividing line between the real American right and the front men and women and the front organizations?
Yep. Yeah.
So you think I have finally grasped this after many years?
Well, you see, I told you how slick and diabolical they are. And I wanted to mention this, you know, because I just suddenly started getting all the mail. I was getting sometimes 3 and 4 pieces of mail a day. It came from everywhere. And I was making, at that time I owned my own business. I was making a very good living. And I sent thousands over a period of years. But I was talking about it on the air one night on Sweet Liberty to our listeners, and suddenly I said, you know what just dawned on me when I started getting this mail was right after I subscribed to the Spotlight newspaper. And I knew that the Spotlight itself, even though it looks like it's one, you know, one of the good ones, there's misinformation in it. And I only knew that because I was so involved politically, I became so involved politically, that I absolutely knew what was going on, and the way they reported was they left a lot of important stuff out, and they said things that weren't true. And I also noticed that they did the same thing. They always had, you know, a thing in there where you could cut it out and write to your congressman and all that. It's always sending people to the U.S. Congress and to their president, because they know that it's going to fall on deaf ears, where all the time where our attention should have been on our local and state governments.
Yes, and, you know, as I look at all of this, this makes increasing sense to me, because I would just ask listeners who have your particular biographical history, Jackie, or mine, where in the past we have, charitable and decent reasons, benevolent reasons, have been unwitting supporters from time to time of things that we believed were right and that were right on target, that ultimately later proved to be either misguided or worse, that this is a very common phenomenon, it seems to me, when you go back over just the whole history of my life. I had been involved as a young person in the in activism for the Reagan wing of the Republican Party, going all the way back to when I was in college and Ronald Reagan was running against Gerald Ford in the Republican primaries in 1976 in Indiana. And I think about my past involvement in being a supporter of the conservative political action committee groupings in Washington, D.C., and I was an avid reader of Buckley's National Review.
William F. Buckley.
Sure. And, the editor-in-chief of Human Events, Thomas Winter, has been a friend of mine for many years, we don't talk that often anymore, but Tom, like myself, comes out of a German Lutheran background, and I think he's, at one level, a very fine person, and yet, when I look at the whole situation with Human Events in recent years, particularly after Eagle Publishing, which is a subsidiary, as I understand it, of Phillips Publishing Company, no relationship to Howard Phillips, but the Phillips Publishing Company, as I understand it, that Tom Phillips is considered to be kind of the Rupert Murdoch of right-wing publishing in the United States, and he owns the Conservative Book Club and so forth, and Human Events became one of his acquisitions through his subsidiary, that since that time I began to feel that Human Events was increasingly more establishment. Human Events took on a stronger Zionist line, pro-Zionist line, than it had before. Daniel Pipes, the very well-known Zionist in the northeastern part of the United States, became connected with Human Events at one point as a commentator. I don't know if he's still doing that sort of thing now or not, but the long and the short of it is that the other thing with Human Events that I would consistently notice is like in 1992 and 1996, they ostensibly were quite supportive of Pat Buchanan in the Republican primaries.
Yeah.
And yet when it came to the general election, they would ask supporters to vote for either George Herbert Walker Bush or for Bob Dole, who obviously are directly connected to things that the real American right can have no support or affiliation with whatsoever. So I'd see all of these contradictory things going on, and I would think to myself, you know, what is going on here? But it was really after reading some of Gordon Thomas's materials and talking with him about certain things and watching the events of the last 5 years that I guess I became progressively a little more enlightened. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My special guest today is Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org. I wanted to advise her and also to advise several people that I'm going to take as callers here shortly. We're going to have a series of commercial breaks in the next 10 minutes or so, and then a longer period of time again for more sustained conversation. You can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us online at rbnlive.com or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. It's very important that for those of you who are in a position to do so, that you support Republic Broadcasting Network to the extent of your abilities to keep us bringing to you the kind of programming that we need in this day and age of corporately controlled news media. So you can contact us with your gifts at rbnlive.com or at 1-800-724-2719. You can have new RBN t-shirts by contacting rbnlive.com or notyranny.com. We're also obtaining those t-shirts at the same toll-free number at 1-800-724-2719. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by contacting the Republic Broadcasting Network at rbnlive.com or again on our toll-free number at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. And getting back to something that I was mentioning earlier, if you go to Breaking All the Rules News at batr.net/batrnews, you'll see some news postings, including Dr. Richard Cummings' expose on the connection between the Lockheed Company and what our current policy has been in Iraq up to this particular point. A number of other good posts there as well. Their American Memory Division at Breaking All the Rules News has four or five new posts in the last 24 hours, including Robert Perry's post for ConsortiumNews.com about the Reverend Sung Myung Moon in the Washington Times. That story is entitled The GOP's $3 Billion Propaganda Organ. A few other things there that are items of interest. Mossad KGB double agents Ziev Avni dies at 86. That's an establishment post by Yossi Melman at Haaretz in Israel. Very interesting reading, however, in regard to who Ziev Avni was, and I recommend that article very highly, which has been reposted again at American Memory at Breaking All the Rules News. Jerome Corsi has another post for Human Events. We were talking about Human Events a little bit earlier, and that post is entitled The North American Union Isn't Going Away. I think it's an excellent article, but one of the fascinating things about Jerome Corsi and Human Events is that there are things like this that I happen to agree with, as well as some other things that get posted both at Human Events and in places like WorldNet Daily that I don't agree with at all, especially when it comes to some of the particulars of neoconservative foreign policy and the whole question of the Zionist lobby's involvement with that. We will be back after the break. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.